you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Big City Wings on Highway 6, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There is also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. Today it's at Jerome Solomon, at Jon Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you are looking for something to do, come on out to the Big City Wings, 5402 Highway 6. And we're going to be here till 7. We're also giving away UH Texas Tech tickets. They'll be drawn for at 6:45. So if you get out here, come on out. Go over to the promo table, tell them you want to get signed up, and she will pull a winner at 6:45. And Jerome filling in for AJ today, who is off. And if you're just getting off work, this is your place to be. Starting to people starting to trickle in now because they're getting off work
it's
on a Friday.
It's about that time.
Yeah, yeah. And give yourself a little extra time if you're coming out here from outside the area because there's a lot of traffic right now still because part of 6 is still underwater. So make sure that you use your Google Maps so it doesn't send you there because it won't let you go through. So can I – I have a couple of things first off. I want to let everybody know that the long-awaited sports map project should be up and running on Monday. Very excited about this. It's been a very long process to get this thing done. There's still potential glitches that could delay it another day or two. But as of right now, it looks like we will be live for people to see – on Monday, and it's going to be really so
huge venture for you guys. That should be fun.
It is, and I think it's going to be pretty damn awesome. It's going to be close to awesome right off the bat. We'll be adding things as we go along. I'm going to do it a lot like I did my other site. We'll have a lot there, but we'll be adding things as we go. And I think when probably by the end of the year, we're going to be doing a lot more videos and things like that, mm-hmm. and weekly shows. And all kinds of just great content. We're very fortunate we have so many fantastic content creators as part of Gal Media that it's going to make my life easy. And plus, I have a bunch of terrific freelancers who've been writing for Houston Sports and stuff. And we just got a nice bunch of talented people to work with. And it's going to make my life easy.
And people can't get enough of sports in this town. So,
well, and
you have a huge audience. If you deliver them things that they want, entertain them. And this will be entertaining. It should be fun.
And we're going to – we'll obviously do all the main stuff, but we've got – for those of you who like the outdoors and fitness and things like that, we got you covered too. It's going to be a really cool site. I'm excited about it.
All sports?
It's going to be sports. Yeah, it's not going to be like
– No, I'm saying all the sports.
All the sports.
Football, baseball, basketball, pole dancing, all the sports.
Pole dancing is in there, yes. And we'll have wrestling, which not a sport, but people like it. We'll have everything. Soccer, I'm going to hit pretty hard. Got some really talented soccer people around here, as you guys know.
Are you putting soccer on the list with pole dancing and wrestling? Is that what you're doing, Fred?
That's kind of what I was doing, yeah. It was unintentional.
Where's Glenn Davis?
It was intentionally intentionally unintentional. So, but that will be launch Monday, and I'll be talking about it and tweeting it out and letting you guys know about it. But and then, as with all the stuff, I'd love feedback from people once it's up and running. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. And it's going to be a work in progress. Any website is, you can't go in and say, okay, this is what we're doing. You have to go in and say, all right, this is our plan, but.
And see what people want. Got to give the people what they want.
And that's what we're here
says.
For. We want to give the people what they want, just like we do on the show. So very excited about it. And that has been a lot of work for, and not me necessarily, but a whole bunch of people have been working their butts off on it. But yeah, I've been working pretty hard on it too. One other thing that I wanted to say congratulations to my son Will, who got his first poem published in an anthology of Texas poets.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
I haven't bought it yet because it's $10 for the book. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kind of figure it's my son. He should probably send it to me so I don't have to. But actually, I want to buy one because it's. But it's I could only find the e-version, but I want to buy one and have him sign it. But
yeah.
I don't know where he got the writing skill from, but.
That's outstanding. Congrats,
yeah.
Will.
Yeah. Second year of college. I'm pretty sure it was my third year of college before I got any fiction published. So he's ahead of me. He's smarter than me. That's what they're supposed to be. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Passions and the Profit ass NFL picks this week. Sorry if you already mentioned it. We did it yesterday with AJ, and so it's on the podcast. But Jerome and I will go through the games again at 6 o'clock, too. I'd like to get Jerome's take. Usually we do that at 5 o'clock on Friday. So if you missed it, we did do it at 5 o'clock yesterday on the podcast, and then we will do it. Jerome and I will do it again at 6 o'clock. So that way you get your picks. So, that was nice.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, Jerome very distracted because his wings just showed up.
No.
And he just dropped his headset.
Phone's ringing, the wings showed up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and who the hell's calling you?
I think this is probably the tow truck driver calling to say my car's been stolen.
Yeah, and chopped up already. So, and a couple people asking, too, how they can contribute. Just if you're interested in contributing to the site, I've got enough contributors right now, but I'm always looking around. 713 asks, first timer in Vegas, favorite restaurant? Do me a favor, go to HoustonSportsAndStuff.com, search Vegas. I've got a breakdown of every place that I go. But Peppermill, you need to go to Peppermill. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
And there's no shortage of outstanding places there, that's for sure.
Yeah. That place is cool because it's where they filmed Casino, and it's like this old school place. If you go there for breakfast and you're with another person, just order one omelet. The omelet is
bigger than a plate.
It is bigger than Jerome's laptop, I promise you. And you could almost three people could eat that thing. That's the rookie mistake I made the first time I went there. It's like the wife and I went. We both got omelets. I'm like, oh god, like you want a box for that? No, I need a truck for that. Are you kidding me?
Very impressive.
All right, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Now Blake Adams comes in, Leak City Blake, on Twitter with an interesting question. I'd like your answer to this one. McVay and Goff or O'Brien and Watson? Which duo would you rather have long term?
I will take
McVay and Watson.
Well, no, I'll take O'Brien and Watson because you can always get rid of a coach. And I like Watson better than I like Goff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, obviously, after last night, you're thinking, oh, wow. I'm still not sold on Jared Goff, although he's looking a lot better than I ever expected him to. Mm-hmm. I do like Deshaun Watson long term.
Yeah, you weren't a big Goff guy.
No.
In any way, shape, or form. So.
No.
Yeah.
But I do like Watson, and so for the long term, I'll take the quarterback because I can always fire the coach.
Yeah, Watson has looked like I expected him to look thus far, and you know I'm all in on him anyway, and he has everything that you would want from a quarterback and a team leader, so it's just a matter of how it plays out. What I do like that hasn't really been talked about, even though people continue to talk about when O'Brien is gone, one great thing that Watson will get from Bill O'Brien, regardless of how long Bill O'Brien coaches him, is that the next offense will be so much easier for Watson to deal with. You know what I mean? Like it'll either be tailored directly to him, or it'll be one that makes a lot more sense than this one that that Bill O'Brien has thrown out there to try to confuse his quarterbacks. Like, he's not confusing defenses with it, so
no.
I don't know why he's working so hard to challenge his quarterbacks to be. Why make it hard on guys for no reason? That's just ridiculous.
I'll ask you this. If this offense is so complex, how is it that we all know every single play is about to run?
That's what I'm saying. I don't see it being anything where you go, wow, I've never seen that done by a team before.
And you know, if you and I can see it, the guys who are getting paid for it to be their job to know what's coming, They know what's coming. It's just
I don't think opposing defensive coordinators are freaking out when the Texans show up every week. And if it's that complicated, how have guys walked in off the street to be the quarterback for a week managed to win games?
Brandon Whedon, T.J. Yates.
And part of that, give O'Brien credit on this, he wants it to be everything. He wants every play that's ever been run in the history of football to be in his offense so that he can change his offense week to week to week, half to half, quarter to quarter, et cetera. And that's just – that's too much and it's ridiculous and doesn't make any sense, especially when, as you say, it ends up he's only running a portion of it anyway.
Well, I'm okay with him doing that. Just how about running the creative plays?
Yeah, where's the good stuff?
Yeah,
you're saving the good stuff for when last. Well, I mean,
if you've got every play that's ever been run, I want to see the good ones.
And I mean, and his decision making is just you know, up for question. I mean, you get to the playoffs against the Patriots and you just ride it out with Brock Osweiler when a few weeks earlier Osweiler wasn't good enough to start for you. And Tom Savage is, and Tom Savage was back, but you didn't want to go with him. The year before, Brian Hoyer wasn't good enough to start for anybody in the playoffs, and he showed you that early in that game, and you refused to take him out. You just decided you weren't going to win that game or what? I mean, I don't understand that kind of thing. Under pressure in games, I question him. Between games, he's kind of okay.
Well, yeah. I will give him credit. He did. I thought he had a pretty good game plan for last week, considering the short week and sticking a new quarterback in there.
Big time.
And I thought that the play calling was better than I'm used to seeing out of him, even though it was pretty conservative.
I was even then, they should be even more conservative.
Yeah.
I had no problem with it. People were complaining, and I was like, no, not this time. You know, the third and long draw, and so, that's all you need to do. 1, 2, 3, kick as much as possible when you have a rookie starting on a Thursday night in his first game.
Okay, I was reading my text wrong. That was Lawyer Dave earlier that said Lawyer Dave will help you with the dead hooker problem. So,
it's advertising.
Yeah, this one thing that's weird, but now – and AJ made fun of me all those years for not having a Mac, and I'm looking over at your thing and going, dude, you need to go to a Mac. But your texts come up on your screen, so you can respond to people with a keyboard instead of – which is a hell of a lot easier than texting.
Ah.
But for some reason, some of the numbers don't – they just show up as numbers. They don't show up as –
because they're not saved in your phone.
Well, they are saved in my phone.
Oh.
It's like Lawyer Dave is Lawyer Dave in my phone, but it's just got his real number on there.
And you would you wouldn't know anybody's real number.
If anybody – I have no clue. So if anybody knows how to do that on a Mac to where the names will pop up – because it's weird. It's like Jong's name is there. You know, Russian Michael's name is there. But then like other people who I text a lot – it's just the number.
You have any other personal issues you want to just send out there to ask people to help you with?
Well, that's what they do.
People, while you're doing a Friday afternoon radio show.
Yeah. Well, because every time I ask something like that, somebody knows the answer because we have smart listeners. I mean, we got some donkeys, but that's only like 3 or 4% of them. The other 97% are all pretty smart. That's why they listen to
this
show.
I've been having this sore shoulder. Anybody out there, any recommendations on what I should do with this thing?
I'm willing to bet you $1 right now. $1, trading places style. Somebody will text me an answer to that question.
On how to load names into your pop-ups on your Mac.
Well, in return, I'm going to give them some great advice. If you want to play, MyBookie. Football season's here. Time to score big on the nonstop action with mybookie.ag. Industry-leading website, best place for you to cash in on all the exciting sports action. In-game live betting on nearly every sporting event. So if you miss the start of a game, they got you covered. User-friendly mobile site, you never miss anything. Join now. Mybookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. So your first-time deposit right now, up to 100%. You can start winning big today. And listen, man, there's no problem with the withdrawal. You know, a lot of these places, they're more than happy to take your money. They don't really want to give it back to you. Well, come join my bookie because the decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print, you get the greatest customer service in the business guaranteed. Call 844-900-BETS or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag. Sign up today.
And rap for the pop charts. Some musicians, cuffs at home, but scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you will hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little.
You've going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Big City Wings on Highway 6, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Fred Fowler, Jerome Solomon, whose vehicle is still sitting out there. Thankfully, you told him you didn't want it stolen.
Man, you can't get no good service around here, I tell you. Ow.
I told you I would have an answer from several people, actually. Somebody said there's a bug in the iOS that causes that issue, and there's no fix for it yet. And then somebody else gave me another suggestion, which I'll have to do on the next break. So.
Did anybody steal my car yet?
I thought you told them you didn't want them to steal your car.
That was before I got the insurance information that I needed.
Oh, really?
Because I didn't want to lose my television that was in the back and my golf clubs. And the
Kruger
diamonds, yeah.
Kruger Ants. Okay. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And are there any other college games this weekend that you're really interested in besides the UH Tech game?
Every time the Aggies play. Right now.
Anyway. We talked about this yesterday. Anytime I look down right now and see Aggie minus anything against even a decent team, which I don't know that Arkansas is, my head just explodes right now.
Have you seen the stat that under Sumlin, the Aggies are 21-11 on the road in neutral games, the second best in the SEC in that time? You're not impressed?
Actually, this is something that I wrote for Sportsmat. We talked about the other day with Kevin Sumlin. It's hard for me to say this guy should be on the hot seat, but he obviously is. The last time they had a run of this many 8-win seasons, you got to go back to 1989. And
yeah, how many refrigerators for mothers did they buy to get to that? How many sprinkler jobs were handed out to non-showing up players to get to that little stretch? No, but you know me, I've always been A&M is supposed to have high goals and they should be reachable with that university, with the type of alumni support that it has, the type of facilities that it can afford. A&M should always be competitive, and there's just been too many times when A&M hasn't been competitive, and they've been competitive under Sumlin. They just folded up late, and the question is, how long, at what point will it be that he's not doing enough to risk taking the chance on falling backward? That's the question. Because anytime you fire a coach, you take a risk on being worse than you were with said coach. I mean, that's period. But the decision is always, or often it's, well, we can't get any worse than this, so let's do it. You can get worse than that with A&M, but A&M Aggies think they can get better. That's why they would make such a move.
The one thing I would say is he's only had the one losing season. That was at UH when Keenum was hurt. But when you look at his best years, it's when he had a transcendent quarterback, college quarterback, not necessarily guys who went up, but obviously Manziel. He won 10 games with him. He had a 12-win season with Case Keenum. These other guys haven't been as good, and I think that's a big part of it.
Well, it's college football, so yeah. If you've got a game-changing quarterback,
he recruits an awful lot of them. They don't stick around, or they don't develop. And frankly, I would be stunned if Kellen Mond ever turns into a game-changing quarterback.
He hasn't looked like that to me at all. But that's the thing; he's got recruits coming in. The list, and I don't follow recruiting blow by blow, but just the list of names. A&M is in the hunt again for, and have commitments now from a lot of, perceived to be great players. So you know, the hot seat that Sumlin has been on hasn't stopped him from continuing to draw players who will be here, you know, who will sign in February anyway. So, but it's a matter of Aggie fans deciding whether or not they can accept being just a little better than mediocre. And that's I can't decide that for them. I mean, I'm one of those who you should always shoot for the stars. And if you think you can get better, go for it.
Yeah, and yeah, I think, well, it's funny because I was a little surprised. You see that list of most, basically most valuable college programs? Mm-hmm. And Ohio State was number one with worth $1.5 billion. And it's based on ticket revenue and what they make from donations, what they make from the conference, what they make from TV deals.
The corporate sponsorships, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. What surprised me? Well, Ohio State was first, 1.5. That didn't surprise me. Texas second, 1.243. That didn't surprise me. OU third at just over a billion. Mm-hmm. And that one surprised me a little bit, although the way the Big 12 set up, Texas and OU make all the money and everybody else is just kind of scrambling. Alabama fourth.
No, everybody else is not scrambling. They get a lot of money.
But yeah, they don't make what OU and Texas
But they're
does.
Not OU and Texas. So.
Right.
Yeah.
But Alabama is fourth. LSU fifth. Both of those around between $910 and $930 million. Mm-hmm. Michigan sixth. Notre Dame seventh. Georgia eighth. Tennessee ninth at $745,000. Auburn tenth at $724,000. Mm-hmm. Auburn more valuable than Texas A&M. Does that surprise you a little bit?
On the surface it would, but then I would think, well, you know, A&M has only been in the SEC for 5 years or whatever it is now and haven't been able to fully get to that. But I would – maybe they're more – maybe Auburn's more valuable to – to whatever formula that is that Forbes used.
Yeah.
But I think for most other metrics and any other people trying to determine that, A&M will be more valuable. And I mean, like, I think A&M is more valuable to even TV networks, right? I mean, if you're a TV network, would you want to show an Auburn game or an A&M game?
Well, it's hard to say. Being in Texas, I'd rather show an A&M game, but I'm sure, to me,
yeah, if you're going to show a game in California, think you'd want to show an Auburn game over an A&M game?
You'd probably rather see an A&M game.
Yeah, I could be wrong about that, but that's how I would think. And, you know, so that seems to me that would stand out. And I don't think Auburn does well with just your average Joe Blow fan in terms of selling merchandise or things of that nature either. You know, not that A&M is, you know, selling it like UT or Ohio State or anything. A&M's doing all right there, I would think, right?
You would think. I just thought that was a little bit surprising. Speaking of which, we have two tickets to UH versus Tech tomorrow to give away. We're out here at Big City Wings, 5402 Highway 6. So if you're in the area, if you're not in the area, get your butt out here, get signed up. All you got to do is go over to the promo table and say, hey, I want to sign up for the tickets. Winner's going to be pulled at 6:45. You have to be present, so you have to hang around till 6:45. And if you come out here, why wouldn't you hang out till 7? Because we're going to be here until then. And so we got your day planned for you. You win the tickets, right? You go to the game, and then you know what you're doing from 2 to 5? You're going to the Kima Boardwalk, where the Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries invite you to spend a day sampling over 72 of the best craft beers. And, I mean, they've got everybody here. The Austin East Ciders, Avery from Colorado, Carbach, of course. You know we love them. St. Arnold's, Sam Adams, who we were talking about yesterday, Texas Beer Refinery, Galveston Island, whole bunch of just great, great craft beers that are going to be available. And you can buy advanced tickets right now, only $44.95 per person, only $39.95 for the Landry Select Club members or with a military ID. And it'll be $49.95 tomorrow if you wait till the day of the event. Mission includes beer samples, giveaways for beer vendors, and food samples, live music all day, Spasmatics from 2 to 6 p.m., and midnight release from 6 to 10 p.m., And you can purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or on-site at multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. All guests must present valid ID at the time of purchase, and you must be 21 years of age. Special guest host of St. Arnold Brewery, go to KemaBeerFest.com for all details.
ESPN 97.5.
Please stand by.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Big City Wings on Highway 6, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and it's Friday at 5:30, which means it is time for the incomparable gambling guru of the universe, R.J. Bell, pregame.com. Follow him on Twitter at R.J. in Vegas. RJ, my friend, how are you, sir?
Now, the location you guys are at, what's the name of it?
Well, I was told he was there.
Hello,
John?
Check one, check two. Can you hear me?
Can we just not? I can't hear
him. Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Is this something on our end? Is this the ninja's fault again? Well, not just me. You can't hear him either, right?
No.
Okay.
He's not there.
Yeah.
Well, he's there.
Well, he's not here.
I don't know why you guys can't hear him.
Well, we can't.
One, two. Hello, Houston.
So basically, yeah, I don't know what to tell you, John. This is not on our end. We just wear headsets. Okay, while you figure that out, I will tell you that RJ and I are doing a show on Tuesday nights on the SB Nation Network, where we just talk nothing but NFL gambling. And it is in lines, and we look back at the weekend a little bit. We look ahead. It's a really good show. We just you can get it on Podcast Arena if you missed it, and you can also get it on iTunes. It's also up at pregame. So plenty of ways to listen to it. It's a really good show. It's very informative. We try to make it as educational as possible so that it's not just we're picking this or we're picking that. We try to get into the trends, very similar to what we do in the segment with RJ, which at some point today will actually start.
Yeah.
When we can hear him.
Well, while we're waiting on him, well, there's two things. One, I'll wait on the London thing. I wanted to get him to talk a little bit about gambling in London and gaming in London and how betting on games is so much easier there. But if you hit him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas, because he did the appearance on Ballers on HBO, he has pinned to his Twitter page a picture of The Rock. And so you're a father. You know, you've dealt with this, and I'm new at this. What am I supposed to do when my 8-year-old is in love with The Rock? It's very irritating to me.
Is it?
Is it not supposed to be?
No. No, it's harmless. It's less harmless when she turns...
She's eight.
When she's 18... Then you need to be worried. At 8, you're fine. That's
just let it go.
Yeah, it's okay. That let him be
so,
your hero.
So my banning The Rock from my house, that's probably not the right way to go about it, huh?
Probably not.
Okay, I guess I got to let him back in. No, we watched that stupid movie he did where he was a football player.
Oh, the game plan.
John McClane is in the movie. They're like, Mr. John's in the, he's in the game plan. He's in Mr. John. Because they know John. And, like some Rock.
All right. So, RJ, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
More importantly, we can hear you. There you are.
Awesome. I had such a funny, it was probably the greatest 30-second intro I ever did. But I can't repeat it for some reason. I forget.
Oh, well, I did push our show a little bit that we're doing. So,
well, the feedback's been quite strong, I think.
Yeah, we've been getting really good response from it. So it'll only get better, too, and you can catch it on Tuesday nights.
Listen, don't blame yourself for any shortfalls.
I take 50% of the credit for the show being good. I want to talk about last night a little bit, because we did talk about that on the podcast a little, and how common the Thursday unders have been because offenses have so little time. Boy, that really held up last night.
Yeah, and that's the question, right, which is when is that transition going to happen from the problems we identified not being a problem anymore? And you made a great point about the offensive line. And, to add to that, the problems with college teams now, 2-point stance, not run blocking. I mean, they've got to totally reteach these linemen at the NFL level. And then with less time because of the agreement with the players union, it just takes longer. And then you add in the skill position players not playing as much in the preseason. You know, Joe Flacco, no snaps, and Cam Newton had two passes the entire preseason. You know, if we do talk about the Bills, I think Taylor getting hurt very early in game three of the preseason, he only had like three passes and he had a concussion, is affecting him even now with a new coach, a new offense, offensive scheme. So I think in general, that's why scoring's been down. But how long is it going to keep up? Yesterday, a strong sign that week three is, if there is any lingering effects to lessen scoring, it feels like it's going to be pretty modest.
You mentioned the lack of snaps in the preseason, and this isn't strictly a gambling thing, more of a philosophy thing, but teams have always at least played their starters some in the final preseason game. Now, the last couple of years, it seems, they've gone to not even playing them at all, and it doesn't matter if we're talking Tom Brady, who's been in the league forever and doesn't need to play in game four of the preseason to be ready, generally speaking. But the Texans haven't played their quarterbacks, and they've got a brand new one every year, and they haven't played that guy in the last game of preseason. And this one got canceled this year, and they haven't even mentioned it as it was an issue because Tom Savage wasn't going to play in that game. Isn't that the opposite of the way things have probably should have gone with the new collective bargaining agreement and less practices or, you know, contact and practice time during the off season? You would think it would go back toward the old days when guys used to play a little bit more, but the injury bug just scares teams off.
No, I think your instincts are exactly right. Is the more deficiency you have or deficit with practice time, the more you'd want to take advantage of the games, you'd think. I also think, though, too, it can be maybe counterintuitive, and I'm not sure about this, but if they're not practicing as much, the risk goes up in a game. Right? Imagine the extreme case, you don't practice at all, you show up smoking a cigarette, put the helmet on, Ken Stabler style, and go out there. That seems problematic. So, listen, these coaches are not dumb. We can, you know, people can sit on Twitter and critique, oh, they should have went for it. They should have kicked. Okay, maybe so, maybe not. But these are some of the best football minds out there. Obviously, Belichick is impeccable. If you disagree with Belichick, you are wrong when it comes to football. It's that clear. So I'm not exactly – I think you bring up an interesting paradox. I'm not sure of the answer.
RJ Bell, our guest. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. And RJ, another London game on Sunday. Is there any advantage to the Jaguars having done this before, as opposed to the Ravens? And also the Ravens losing Marshall Yanda. How much does that affect them? Because their running game has been really good, and he's been a monster for them.
Yeah, I agree with you. They lost their center, the Ravens did, to retirement, the MIT fellow. And now losing their best lineman, very problematic. And their run stopper, big run stopper's not making the trip. And I think that's the key. Here's the way you handicap Jacksonville. If Jacksonville can run, they're going to be pretty good. If they can't run, then you're betting on Blake Bortles. And that is not a good bet over the long term. At least history says so. So with the Ravens, in general, I would say, hey, they're a pretty good defense. Without the run stopper, now that becomes a question. And listen, if these lines were playing wrong, they wouldn't stay that way. Imagine if someone put out a line, Baltimore favored by 22. Well, what would happen? People would be betting the Jags like crazy till it got to about 4. So bad lines don't stay up for long. And there's not many bad ones. So you're fighting over a point and a half. Now you can win. If you are laying 5.5 instead of 7, you can win, but it's not going to be like, oh, this is an easy one. There are no easy ones. So I think that when you are fighting over a point and a half, usually it's going to be getting the right answer to one question. And I think in this game, that question is, can the Jags run the ball? I would say yes. Because I think Baltimore, listen, they've played Cleveland. They've played Cincinnati. This could be two of the five worst teams in the NFL right now. They're plus seven. The Ravens are in turnover margin, net margin. No other team is better than plus three. And we know how impactful turnovers are. So I think Baltimore's a little overrated. They've got the Steelers next week, which is very unusual. Last year, the Colts was the first team to play in London, then play the next week. Now you get the Ravens playing in London and playing the next week. I think who knows if Harbaugh's going to, you know how sometimes you accept a loss to give yourself a chance at a big win. I don't think it's going to be that extreme. But if they get down, 14 points in the middle of the third, you think maybe Harbaugh's thinking about next week? So you add it up. I like the Jags here. Not a ton, but a strong lean.
And certainly what, to dig into a little bit of what you said, whatever advantage Jacksonville has by having going to London all the time, that's factored into the line anyway. So
let's talk about that quickly, because if the markets were fully efficient, and this is back to finance, and I was a finance student at Ohio State, the efficient market theory is everything that's known today is in the price. I don't think the NFL lines are that efficient. I think they're efficient. I don't think they're that efficient. And if they were, then betting would lose for sure. If you are laying 11 to 10, you have to win 52.38% of the time. So 52.5%, let's say, percent of the time. Is if the market is truly efficient, you cannot win 52.5% long term. So you can over the course of 10 or 20 games, but not long term. So our assumption as professional bettors is the market is somewhat inefficient. It is very efficient, but it's somewhat inefficient. So I don't think you can blindly say everything that's known is properly priced. Sometimes things are improperly priced, and that's the goal of the professional bettor, is to identify those.
And to try to find the holes in it at all. We're talking to RJ Bell here from pregame.com. I know you get the hives when you get too far away from the strip, but are you familiar? Have you been to London and that gambling culture where there are places up and down the street that you can walk in and place bets on this week's game? It's just a different world other than Vegas than it is in the United States.
I think it's a good point, right? Because we talk a lot about the NFL's hypocrisy. And in my opinion, to have a game at Wembley or wherever, and then across the street, you can bet that game, but then act like, oh, betting is egregious and somehow immoral. It doesn't work, but it's hypocritical. And I think we're seeing the NFL realize that, and they're backing away from being so staunch and adamant. And I think it's a good thing. And you're absolutely right, is in Europe and London is a good example. Gambling is just a way of life. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think anyone that comes to Vegas, and remember, gambling and the all-night strip clubs and the no last call and all the other things that are Vegas, they don't necessarily go together, right? But the idea of playing daily fantasy, and that's okay, but betting on J.J. Watt to get sacks is okay, but betting on the Texans isn't. I mean, it just doesn't stand even sixth graders' logic.
You talk about betting on the Texans. That number in some places is up to 14 against the Patriots. I would assume that that's looking a little tasty for some.
No, I think so. It's one of my better bets of the week. I like the Texans. I think the Patriots are going to be fine. I think they're probably the best team in the league right now still. But they've got a combination of new guys that aren't integrated fully with Brady and older guys that are either hobbled like Gronk or out. And I think they lack playmakers. And this is something Fred gave me on the Tuesday show that I thought I've used probably five times since, is Watson had one practice with the starters before Thursday's game against Cincinnati. And it was a gutty performance. I expect a step forward with 10 days of practices now with the starters. So to me, the 14, and you might say, oh, it's Belichick, though. You just said how great Belichick is. True. But even the genius, as I call Belichick, is not great at home as a double-digit favorite. or anywhere as a double-digit favorite. If you take, and I mean, this is just so fascinating. If you take the last 29 games, the Pats have been favored at double digits at home. They are 27-2 straight up and 11-18 against the spread. So, yeah, they're going to win the game, but they don't cover even 50% of the time. And why would they? Because Belichick, a win is a win is a win. And when your interests as a bettor are not aligned with the team you're betting, that's not a good thing. Anytime you play an underdog, your interests are always aligned. When you play a favorite, especially if it's a bigger favorite, they want something that isn't necessarily what you want. They want to win the game. You want them to win the game by a certain amount. That difference is why most professional bettors play a significant majority of underdogs.
RJ, I know a game you liked quite a bit, and I've really come around on this one as well. I don't know too many people who would say, oh, I can't wait to bet the Browns and the Colts on Sunday, but I know you have a pretty good opinion on this one.
Yeah, you know, to me, I think the Browns are a big story. And they've always been pretty good on defense, or not always, but recently it's been all about the offense, right? The defense hasn't been horrible. Well, the defense isn't all that good. Now, they got rid of Hayden. Now, if you look at Pro Football Focus, they didn't think he was all that good last year, and the Steelers have him now. But, you know, this was a guy just two or three years ago was one of the top five, you know, three or four corners in the league. So, yeah, maybe he's dropped off, but – how much? So you lose him. I mean, the Ravens dominated the Browns. So the idea that the Colts with Brissett, who is an upgrade over Tolzien and will be even more so in his second week, home underdog, that means that the Ravens, remember, it's the famous 6-point flip if you flip home field. So if Cleveland is 1.5 right now on the road, they would be 7.5 in Cleveland. Could you imagine the Browns laying 7.5 to anybody? So I just think it's a pure narrative with the Browns that it hasn't been fulfilled versus this disdain for Tolzien. Oh, he's out, right? And Brissett's, you know, he could be bad. I don't know. But I know the Browns have only been favored in the last decade on the road 3 other times. 10 years, 3 times.
That's R.J. Bell. Follow him on Twitter, at R.J. in Vegas. And one more game I'd like to get to because it'll be of interest to many of the fans in the city. Dallas at Arizona. Cowboys 3-point favorites at Arizona. And I always find it interesting when the Cowboys play there because it's almost a home field advantage for them. There's a huge Cowboys following. But how do you see this one going?
You know, this is one of those ones that it's a smidge towards the Cardinals. Now, I don't like Arizona. I actually was fairly optimistic about them entering the season. And they've been downgraded in our Vegas rankings. And we put those up at pregame.com in the forums every Tuesday. They've been downgraded more than any other team since the start of the season. Part of that losing their running back, Johnson, huge loss. And Palmer just looking ancient. Like a statue. You know, you've heard of statuesque. Well, it's not good if you're an NFL quarterback. But I look at the Cowboys and I got to wonder, and, you know, this was a concept we talked about in the show, because what I love about the SB Nation National show that we do, Fred, is that it's mostly a recap. And there's all kind of preview shows, but I love, if you don't learn from the past, you're doomed to repeat it as we were taught in school. Some of us might have forgot that, though. But but the fact of the matter is, one of the real lessons in week two is you've got to go back and reevaluate week one. And what was the takeaway from week one was, look at those Cowboys. Now they've got a defense. Well, do they? Because the Broncos killed them and killed that defense. It's even more beat up. And we got to take that Giants game and throw it out the window, right? They won, give them credit, but it doesn't tell us too much, especially that defense. So I think the Cowboys have, you know, one pro told me that maybe the 28th best defense in the league. So if that's true, now you got Dak. Okay, I'm fine with that. Elliott, okay, he had a bad game last week. I'm fine with that. But even a Dez Bryant, I'm hearing people I really respect. Like, this guy's not even a top 15 or 20 wide receiver anymore. Now, people might disagree with that, but there's serious people that say it. So I don't like the Cardinals, but I don't like the Cowboys either. So I'm staying away. But anytime I'm in between, I'm going to take the underdog if I'm forced to play. But I won't be forced to play it, but a slight lean towards Arizona.
All right, that's RJ Bell, pregame.com. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. And if you have not checked out the newly designed pregame.com, you should. It's great, especially the game center is fantastic. There's all kinds of cool stuff on there, and most of it's free, right, RJ?
Oh, all the game center's free, 95% of the picks. And real quick, in the game center, you go and hit game center, you hit the consensus tab, and you get to see the ticket split and the cash split on every game. So 92% of the tickets on the Texans, but only 60% of the cash. I'm just throwing those numbers out. And there's a lot of analysis you can do. Oh, look, the public's big. I don't want to play with the public. Or even better, the public's big one way, but the cash is the other way, which means it's pros versus Joe. So a lot of good stuff there. 100% free up at pregame.com.
All right, RJ, I'll be talking to you on Tuesday, my friend.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. RJ Bell. All right, John, where the heck are we here? I know we went over. It's on me. I take full responsibility. Still have time. You've got about a little less than an hour. If you get out here, get signed up, you can register to win 2 tickets to UH versus Texas Tech tomorrow. We're at Big City Wings, 5402 Highway 6. If you're stuck in traffic, get your butt out of traffic and come hang out with us. We'll pull the winner at 6:45 p.m. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.